Sometime in the next few days, the gray or timber wolf in Wisconsin and Michigan will officially move from an endangered species to a threatened one. One thing that means is that wolves that are confirmed threats to farm, livestock, and domesticated pets will no longer only be relocated. The state, tribal, and federal governments will also be able to shoot or lethally inject troublesome wolves. In fact, Wisconsin DNR wolf specialist Adrian Weideven says euthanizing will be the preferred option.
We are in a situation now that we just are running out of places to release wolves. The last wolves we've released have traveled all over the northern part of Wisconsin. They're not staying at all in the areas where we release them. There seem to be very few big blocks of wild land available that are not occupied by wolf packs where we can release and let wolves live.
Weideven predicts about 15 wolves a year in Wisconsin will have to be euthanized. He says the state will only use lethal methods with great caution.
Will not start trapping to remove and euthanize wolves until there's at least two verified depredations and separate incidents. That indicates to us that the wolves in the area have developed a regular habit of killing domestic animals, and at that point we feel they need to be removed from the population.
But Weideven says the state will also encourage or help landowners to maintain good fences, clean up animal carcasses, and acquire dogs or even donkeys that are aggressive toward predators. The government will not euthanize wolves that kill hunting dogs on public lands, arguing wolves are part of the risk of hunting on public property. Hunters or landowners that shoot wolves will be subject to fines of up to $25,000. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.